You are listening to.
Listening to.
You are listening to.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
BlackIsOnline.com.
Hey, y'all ready for the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Welcome to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where we give you that sports talk in layman's terms. We can get raw up in here, so if you like sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. Alright, let's get to it. What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. We are the Brothers Layman, your co-host, Chris.
And Jonathan.
Finals is here, baby.
The finals are here, and the games have been great up until tonight.
Yeah, they all been pretty close. This one wasn't really, but, you know, still, I mean, it's down to these last two teams.
Yeah.
You know, dealing with injuries, LeBron just doing his thing. And, you know, as of tonight, Cleveland's up 2-1.
Yeah, Cleveland's up 2-1. I called Golden State in 7, so I still got time.
Yeah, and I had Golden State in 6. I'm not giving up yet.
I'm not giving up on Golden State at all. And, you know, they look out of sync. Offensively, they're just out of sync. I mean, defensively, they were not bad tonight. They weren't terrible. And, hey, man, I got to give you kudos. You called it with the David Lee thing. He put that fool in that game.
Oh, yeah. I was wondering when he was going to play him. And, you know, he was hustling. He was hustling.
Yeah. He was making some big plays, made some nice passes, got the offense flowing a little bit. I expect to see David Lee get a little bit more time.
They asked him over after the game, Kerr, like, were they going to see him again? He was like, yeah, you will.
Yeah, absolutely. So, he earned some minutes.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get into all of that. I know last week was all basketball. Shout out to Spirit G from the Hoopla Show.
Yeah.
That was fun. I know it was a long one, y'all. But, you know, we get guests in here. We start having good discussions. It just goes and we, you know, lose track of time and whatnot.
You know, I'm sorry about that. But nonetheless, I hope you guys enjoyed the show. Hope y'all had some good insight. And, I mean, let's get into these finals because we've had a few people hit us up like, yo, what's good?
Yeah, shout out to Michael Flood. He was like, no podcast on the finals. It's like, yeah, we got some goodness coming.
Yeah, no doubt. So yeah,
don't trip. We know we got to talk about it. So if y'all want to get at us, you know, you can reach us via Twitter at Brothers Layman. Hit us up via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. Hit us up on the hotline, 323-455-4219.
Yep. Hit us up. Any questions, comments, concerns you guys may have, anything y'all want to know, anything y'all want to dish out to us, let us know, and we will definitely get back at you. Holla.
Yes, sir. So, yeah, tonight was game 3. You know what? Game 1, another batter. LeBron goes for 44, 8-6. The Warriors pull out that overtime win. You know, had that Iman Shumpert throwback that almost went in.
Yep.
And then Warriors came out in overtime and just took it over.
Yeah.
Game 2, LeBron goes nuts again, goes back to overtime. Curry has one of the worst shooting games ever.
Especially from the 3-point line.
Oh, yeah. People starting to have doubts. You know, and then we get into game 3. And tonight, it felt like just, you know, more of the same.
Yeah.
I got to say, the Cavs, and specifically LeBron James, is just controlling the tempo of this series. It has been all slow, all half court. I mean, you ain't seen Warriors barely getting 50. Had they even gotten like have a 50-point half yet?
I don't believe so.
I don't think so.
And today was very, very, very bad game for them. They just looked out of sync. Their body language was not right. they look like once they weren't hitting shots, they just looked diminished. They just looked out of it. So they got to figure something out.
Yeah, they do. They do. Well, first off, we got to start with the man, King James himself, LeBron James. I mean, again, like I said, game one, 44 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists. People was complaining about he ain't doing enough.
Even though this man does every freaking thing and has been for since he came into the game.
Right. Game two, 39 points, 16 boards, 11 assists. So the number in question is always the assist number.
Yep.
And then tonight, more of the damn same. 40 points, 12 boards, 8 assists, 4 steals, 2 blocks, 10 of 12 from the line. We know folks going to critique. He shot 14 of 34, though.
So what? That's what I. So what? I mean, look, this is the freaking finals, y'all. I'm sorry. If y'all really going to nitpick at LeBron James' field goal percentage, then y'all really ain't watching the game. Y'all just looking at the box score. Because, I mean, you watched the game, and I told Chris before we got on this show, I have to concede to LeBron James. He is a top 10 player of all time. He is. I know a lot of people are like, you know, where is he ranked? Is he the best? He ain't the best. He is not the best yet. The man is 30 years old. He got what? At very least, he got 5 more good years in him.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't done yet. So until that point, I'm not going to seriously sit here and put an absolute number by his name. But I will say this. Throughout, you know, with everything he's done throughout his 12-year career up to this point, with everything that he's done as far as getting to the finals, especially with the accomplishments he is achieving this season with the Cleveland Cavaliers, who a couple of years ago were probably the worst team in the league. You know, considering Kyrie Irving is out, fractured kneecap, you know, they lost Kevin Love in the first round. He has really stepped his game up to another level. I mean, I really didn't think he could, but in this series, he really has stepped his game up a notch, and he really has shown that he is showing that he wants this. He really does want this. And I know everybody's talking about, I guess he has some motivation that he has that he doesn't want to tell anybody about. I'm like, his motivation is probably himself, that he wants to prove to himself that he can do this, that I can be that guy who can basically put a team on my back and take them to the promised land. I mean, seriously, there's a handful of NBA players ever who can say that, who literally can be like, I took a group of guys who a lot of people thought were bums, put them on my shoulders, said, follow me and I will lead you to the promised land. They followed and they are here. So, I mean, for all of that and everything he's done, going to Miami, coming back, and I got to put into account dealing with all the crap that, you know, he got from the owners. You know, shout out to Moody for that LeBron James talk he did. I'll get into that later, but for all the hate people gave LeBron for making a decision to go and actually mature and improve his game going down to Miami. Now, the way he did it wasn't the best way, but you don't do that to a player. You don't burn a jersey. You don't write a letter, you know, talking about how disgraceful he is and you hope he never wins and no help he never does anything. I mean, you just don't do that. And the fact that he took his ass back to you after all of that shows how much of a good person he is. That just shows how much respect I have. I have a lot of respect for LeBron James for doing that. Because a lot of people, 99% of people would have been like, man, fuck them. I'm not going back there. He said, you know what? That's my hometown. I owe it to them to go back and try to bring them a ring and try to bring them something that they've never had. And that as a young kid growing up, I was never able to see, which was a championship in Cleveland. So I'm sure his motivation is himself, and he has proven that he's one of the best of all time. And he will go down once his career is over as one of the best. But as of right now, he is in my top 10 of all time.
Yeah, I will say right now, the dude is just playing at another level. He's really carried his team. This is probably his best playoff series, or series or just performance. I mean, when Kyrie Irving went down, damn near everybody was like, oh, they done.
Mm-hmm.
And you're kind of like, and when I heard that, I was like, okay, all of y'all who've been saying, you know, we ain't doubting LeBron James, you know, that's, we can't just count him out. He heard that, team heard that, you know, it doesn't matter what all us think, analysts, all them media, whatever, who think they just done. All that matters is them 15 dudes in that locker room.
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to do? And he was like, I ain't giving up. Y'all giving up? And he is just doing a dang Magic Johnson. Like, I'm holding the rock. I'm controlling everything. Like, I'm making all the decisions. I'm setting my dudes up. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, I still have doubts about, I mean, he played 44. He's been playing 40 plus minutes every game.
Yes.
Played 46 minutes out of 48. Played 90 minutes total the last, or 90 plus minutes the last two games combined.
That is a concern.
You just like, yeah, but he's like, you know, this is it. It's the finals. This is what I'm here for. He's been in the league long enough and has been into enough finals to know you don't get here that often. Yes, he's been here 5 times. He knows what it takes to get here. He knows the feeling of getting here and losing. He wanted. His will to win is massive.
Yep.
You know, everybody comparing him, and he ain't got that Jordan fire passion. He got passion. He wanted.
As we saw in game 2 after they won.
Yeah, because he was getting, you know, we complained that he gets a lot of them favorable calls, and he does. But there were a lot of them toward the end, and I was like, ooh, he ain't get that? Like, that was kind of obvious foul.
Yeah, that $100 was obvious.
Yeah, when Iguodala slapped the hell out of his arm, I'm like, damn, I saw that. Or when Draymond Green held him down when he jumped up, you're like, what? So I think he was relieved, but man, yeah, the dude is just balling. I mean, we got asked by the folks over at the Hip Hop Digest why all the LeBron hate, and to me, it's because this dude, you know, whether you want to say fairly or unfairly, was basically crowned the next great player, the next, you know, superstar Jordan-esque level player as a 10th grader.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of the Jordanites, Jordan stands are like, wait a minute. What, this dude ain't done nothing. You know, I remember the Bernie Mac church commercial where everybody like catching the Holy Ghost, like, oh, it's the chosen one here. Mm-hmm. And I remember all of that. And he got a lot of hype and a lot of pressure coming out, and he ain't, you know, granted, he's not perfect. You know, he's hadn't really, you know, he ain't broken no laws. You know, his off the court demeanor is all cool.
Yep.
You know, basically the biggest stain, I would say, you know, besides going the whole thing with Tim leaving and I forgot what that was. What do they call that?
The decision.
Yeah, the decision. I know he had that moment against Orlando when they lost. He lost to Orlando when Dwight was there and he didn't want to shake hands and all that. People was like, oh, you selfish. You a sore loser, man.
Yep.
But this dude just, he takes pride in being from Akron, Ohio. He takes pride in being from Ohio. And I think getting a championship for his hometown or his home team,
mm-hmm.
he ain't technically not from Cleveland, but that would be his team.
Mm-hmm.
He wants it. And I think with his opportunity here, you know, maybe he had a family member who was sick or, you know, somebody close to him who's not doing well. It's like, all I want to see is Cleveland win the championship. And he just like, bet. Hey, dude is amazing. I see why they hate. The dude is so great. You're going to have people who hate on you. You know, he is not Jordan. And that's fine. I don't want him to be Jordan. I want star players to beat him.
Exactly.
You know, he's like, I'm not Michael Jordan. I'm LeBron James. And we are seeing a guy who is like not like another player ever who's played the game.
Exactly.
He might be close to, you know, but everybody's close. You know, Jordan might have been similar to Dr. J, but Jordan was not Dr. J.
Not at all.
You know, Magic might have been similar to Big O, but Magic and Big O are not the same guy. And, nope. You know, you just love seeing dudes who just be themselves. And I'm excited. I still think I'm still in the Golden State, but I want to see what he does. And if he pulls it out, it'll probably go down as the greatest individual year story ever in NBA history.
Yeah. And you know, in question, to answer the question about from the Hip Hop Digest in regards to LeBron, I just think it's because he is the best. And when you're the best, like you said, you're going to have haters.
Yeah, and people just feel some way when it's like it's handed to you. And I get that because I'm like that too. I'm like, are you crowning this dude already? He ain't done nothing.
Yeah.
You know, now that he's there, I'm like, yeah, he the best now. But I want to see the guy get to that point, and he has. So shout outs to him.
Absolutely.
You know, I hope he can have a game where he's not playing 40 plus minutes, you know, but if there's anybody who can do it, it's him.
Yeah. And let's please stop the ranking of LeBron James. The man is not done. He is 30 years old. Can we at least wait till the man is 36, 37 before we start putting a number by his name?
Right.
Like, well, what should we rank him right now? I'm like, dude, there's so much more in the future we will not know until it comes. So till that point comes, let's just kick back, relax. See, this is half the problem with America. We can't just cherish greatness. We always got to criticize it and critique it. When you see something that is phenomenal and epic and something that you probably won't see again, just kick back, relax, and cherish the moment. Enjoy this time of LeBron James, because I'm telling you, you will never see another LeBron James. There will never be another LeBron James, ever.
Nope.
Ever. Just like there will never be another Shaq. There will never be another Kareem with the skyhook. There will never be another Magic 6'9 point guard who had vision like he did. I mean, you know, there's never going to be another Big O who averaged a triple-double in a season like that. They're just some guys who just are what they are, and let's just enjoy them. I mean, football, there will never be another Peyton. There will never be another Tom Brady. There will never be another Joe Montana, Steve Young, any of these guys.
Barry Sanders.
I mean, Michael Irvin. I can go on and on. Wayne Gretzky in hockey. You will never see any of these guys ever again. And let's not even top it off with Jordan in the NBA. You will never see these guys ever again. The closest thing, and Chris and I have said it, the closest thing you will ever see, that I have ever seen with my two eyes, the closest thing to Michael Jordan is Kobe Bean Bryant. That is the closest thing I have seen to Jordan since Jordan retired.
And there are differences.
That is the one player. That's one out of hundreds. So let's stop with all this, you know, trying to criticize and hate on LeBron. And I'm like, just admit he's the freaking best. Yeah. If you want to be stuck in your old ways, like, well, he ain't better than Kobe, he ain't better than Jordan, let's wait till the man's career is over and then debate that situation. Yeah.
And if you don't think he's better than Duke, then fine.
Exactly.
What does that mean? He not good?
Exactly. That doesn't mean you can't respect the man and not think he's, you know, one of the greatest.
Yeah.
Like Kobe, I mean, shit, I don't think Kobe is one of the top five players of all time, but I think Kobe is damn sure up there. I respect the hell out of Kobe.
Yeah, you gotta enjoy the stuff. And we gotta get into the players that he's making better. Like Matthew Dellavedova, game two, he was getting a lot of love for, you know, being the Curry stopper.
Oh, let's stop with that, yeah, please.
But I mean, coming out with 20 points, five boards, four assists, hit some big shots. I mean, hey, this dude, he's stepping up. Second year guy, you know, Australian coming out, people crap. I mean, we all were like, what's this dude about? Questionable, you know, diving skills and intensity. Is he personally hurting people, trying to go out and be, you know, trying to injure guy? The dude's competing. He's playing, and he feels like my team got my back, and they just go out and do you. You coming in, having to start, not necessarily replacing Kyrie Irving, but basically now you have taken his position on the floor.
Yep.
And the dude's playing. He's put up two great games. Can't say much about him, man. He's hustling. He's just being a thorn in Curry's butt. All they need him to do is just stay on Curry. Mm-hmm. Don't leave him alone. Do what you can do. I don't think he's quote unquote stopping him, but I think he's just I'm gonna be a net.
Yeah,
I'm gonna just bug you.
Absolutely. And then I mean, looking at the team, let's really analyze their team. I mean, let's truly look at their team. You got Timofey Mozgov, who was a nice. That was a nice pickup.
Oh no, I mean, they trades end up when it comes back to it, and they win. Once you get past LeBron James, that's going to be the move that pushed him over.
Yeah.
Mozgov has been playing.
A lot of people, and I was critical of the what they gave up to get him, which was two first-round picks, but the man's been worth it. I mean, at this point, they late-round picks anyway. The man has been worth it completely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got Tristan Thompson, the man who bet on himself and is now about to cash in for show. So, I mean, he's been a rebounding force. And, you know, Chris and I, again, as I have a lot of people, have been kind of critical on him since he was a number four pick. He hasn't really played like it. But at this point, you kind of know what he is. He is a very high energy guy. He is a great rebounder. And I mean, he's not going to give you, you know, 20 plus points a game, but he has putbacks. He's able to, you know, he has little moves here and there that he can, you know, he can give you a good 15 points and play very good defense. So another guy has really developed and has really turned his game around.
Now he's been like basically averaging what in game one, only 2 points, but 15 boards.
That's ridiculous.
Game two, 14 boards. And then tonight, 10 points, 13 rebounds. In 44 minutes. I mean, the dude has been an irritant on the boards.
Well, he has
playoffs.
He has been
technically all season
since he's been in the league. That's been like his thing. Is offensive rebounds have been like his niche. He has always been up there in offensive rebounds, and you kind of knew that, but you know he because they've sucked. He's never really gotten the pub and the shine. I mean, guys like you and I who follow the game know, right. You know, who he is and know what he does. But, you know, the nation is finally now seeing what he can do. And I'm right. Like,
well, they're not, you know, they're not asking him to be the number two guy anymore. Exactly. They just asking him to just defense, rebound, play your game.
Yeah, I'm like,
he's been playing. I mean, look, people go crap on Kevin Love. You know, we've been one of them. We call dudes out. When necessary. Yep. Kevin Love is still arguably a top three power forward. And for you to basically take them fourth quarter minutes from this guy, you got to be doing something right. You have to be doing something that is invaluable that they need you to be on the floor for. Mm-hmm. And this dude, I mean, he's just cleaning glass. I mean, God. And that front line, I know people were talking about with them going small and people kind of criticize it after the game one loss in overtime, or maybe they stayed too big. Mozgov and Thompson just bothering Golden State right now.
Yep.
I mean, J.R. Smith gave you 10 points. He's been, you know, making critical shots. Shumpert's, you know, done well. Came back from that injury, looked like, up, here we go, another one. But he came back and, you know, did, you know, all they're asking him to do is play defense, hustle.
Hit some 30s. Mm-hmm. Hit spot.
Even Mike Miller got some more time. James Jones hit, you know, came out of nowhere. And they only going eight deep. That's it.
Let's not forget the dude who deserves and honestly deserves some credit. And I know a lot of people going to give him none. We haven't given him much on this show. David Blatt deserves credit.
Mm-hmm.
People can say whatever the hell they want to say. And I know we've joked around and said LeBron is coach, GM, and owner and all that stuff. I mean, realistically and honestly, you have to give David Blatt credit.
You do.
He is the coach of the team. Somebody has to run those practices. somebody has to set up plays. You know, people can say, you know, oh, LeBron tuning them out. He's not listening to him. I'm like, look, I have never seen a coach win or players win basically despite their coach. I mean, it just does not happen. You just do not see coaches who get no respect from their players, who don't listen to him, who don't care what he says, win championships. That should just not happen. Especially for a rookie head coach who has never coached in the NBA, that doesn't happen. And the fact that Steve Kerr was trying to recruit this guy before he became the coach of Cleveland says something. I mean, clearly the guy knows the game. He was very successful overseas as a coach. He has to be given credit. Has to be. And I know a lot of people aren't, but he has to.
Yeah, he's got to be pushing the right buttons. I mean, you're like, well, LeBron didn't do anything. You're like, yeah, that's fun to say, and we joke about it. But I'm like, what player wants to be player and coach? There's a reason why there are no player coaches anymore.
Exactly.
You know, he's the one that's deciding for the small rotation. He's the one who's deciding to keep Mozgov and Thompson in all the time. He's the one who decided to put Dellavedova on Curry. You know, he's the one that's making these little small adjustments that are probably not that big. It's like in scheme wise, but they make a big difference. Yeah. And if he's not, you know, getting the amount of respect or, you know, credit for a championship like a Phil Jackson or a Pat Riley or a Popovich will, that's fine.
Absolutely.
But you can't knock him. I mean, Spoelstra was doing something right.
Yep.
It wasn't just, oh, it was just these three dudes that just are doing everything. I'm like, nah, he's doing something.
Yep.
Somebody's got, you know, the players ain't setting up the defensive schemes.
Yep.
They may be taking his scheme and taking it to the next level, but he's the one who's putting it together.
Exactly.
So, I mean, you got to give him love. And then, of course, we got to hop over to the Warriors. Now, I know in the playoffs, and then this gets irritating. Basically, after game one, every game's a must win.
Yep.
Oh, you can't go down 2-0. Teams that go down 2-0 in the playoffs, so blah, 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 blah. Like, okay, here you go. So they won. Well, whoever wins game three wins the series 87% of the time. So you got a must win. You know, it was like Curry. I mean, Steph Curry had a shitty game too.
Oh, absolutely. That was one of the worst shooting performances I've seen.
You know what? 5 of 23, 2 for 15 with a finals record, 13 missed three-pointers, 6 turnovers. I mean, and dude was already like, oh, this the MVP? This dude, maybe we getting too far ahead of ourselves. Like, oh my God. Like, okay. You've been beasting all playoff, all season, has a crappy game. Now you're like, you know what? I don't know anymore. Like,
well, to be the best, you got to – it's like, oh, good Lord.
Yeah, to be the best, you got to play great every damn night. Like, he's a shooter. That's what he's a shooter.
Exactly.
He's not in the paint shooting 80%.
And I think people have failed to grasp that aspect, that Steph Curry is a shooter. Mm-hmm. That is what he does. Yes, he got great handles. He has good vision. You know, sees the court well. But 9 times out of 10, most of his points are coming from three-point land. And when he ain't hitting it, this is what you...
Right. And now he was forcing stuff in game two. He was kind of like...
It was ugly.
He was just like, why did you shoot that? You know, not much of the flow. It seemed like kind of more the same in this game, although fourth quarter he got hot.
Yeah.
I believe he went for, 17 of his 27 in the fourth? I mean, but another 6 turnovers, you know, 6 boards, 6 assists, 3 steals, 7 of 13 from 3, 10 of 20. But look, Cleveland is smart. Both of these are really good defensive teams.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, he ain't beating us. somebody else is going to have to beat us, but Steph Curry not beating us. So they letting Dellavedova just all over him. I've seen them a lot in this game. They started doubling them. Like, nope, somebody else got to do it. And I think the problem with Golden State is they've played well as a team. Granted, it's been carried by their backcourt. One, their front court is getting outplayed.
Absolutely.
You know, I got to give props to Andre Iguodala. Andre Iguodala came out. He was giving energy. He was attacking the basket. What, 15 points, 5 boards, 5 assists, 6 of 12 from the field, off 36 minutes off the bench. This dude was playing.
Yeah, Golden State seemed to lack some energy tonight. I don't know what the problem was.
Yeah, I mean, it's good they brought David Lee out. You know, I was wondering. I'm like, David Lee, he's an energy guy.
Yeah.
I think he gave him a little spark. You know, Fetus Azeal had some nice moments, too. I mean, their bench, you know, was pretty good. I mean, their bench gave them 26, almost 40 points. So, I mean, their bench was contributing.
Shout out to Spirit. I mean, he has been calling it about Klay Thompson, boy.
He has. And Klay Thompson, now game two, he had, I believe 38, but a lot of that was in the first half. Today, 6 of 16.
Yeah.
5 boards, 1 assist. You know, I have 4 fouls, only 14 points. I mean, he's the number two guy.
Yeah.
He's got to carry the weight. I mean, he can't have games like this.
Nah, they've got to start hitting their shots. They have to.
They do. But speaking of the front court, I mean, Andrew Bogut, 17 minutes, 4.6. I'm surprised they're not going to him a little bit more.
17 minutes?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Bogut need to get that.
Yeah. I mean, Harrison Barnes, 0 for 8, zero points. Reboard. I mean, this dude has been making clutch plays throughout the season and the playoffs, has been a big factor. These last two games, he's done nothing. I mean, he's getting open looks.
Yeah.
And is just missing them. And then, you know, Draymond Green, who seemed to be, you know, after that Houston series, getting a lot of shine on ESPN, doing them post-game interviews, putting up triple-doubles, you know, 2 for 10. 7 points, 7 boards, 3 assists. No, he's a guy who used to be a kind of point forward, making things happen. I don't know if his confidence in his shot, you know, 1 of 4 from 3. It's like some of them he was just taking. He's not being real aggressive offensively. That could be because he's having to do so much on the other end with Tristan Thompson. But specifically, I'm looking at Barnes and Green. They are not contributing enough.
Not at all. Not at all in the slightest. So Steve Kerr going to have to do something, man.
Yeah, because they've been a high-powered offense up to the NBA Finals, and now they not.
Yeah.
And kudos to the Cavs for getting a nice defensive scheme on them. Really slowing things down. Golden State's got some work to do. I mean, they're not out of it. I mean, you know, people are ready to, I'm sure, you know, game 4 must win.
Oh, my God. People need to stop that. It's
granted, I'm like, in a sense, yeah, because we're going to be like, oh, you know, only 9 teams have ever come back from a 3-1 deficit. And like, we know the stats. Jesus. Because as soon as they win game 4, the winner of game 5 in a 2-2 tied series has gone on to win 80-some percent. Like, oh, my God, okay.
You tell us every freak year.
Like, yes, know. Every game is important. Every possession is important. This is the playoffs.
This is the finals.
Yeah, it's the finals. Everything matters. You can't get sloppy. You can't take bad shots. And you can't get down on yourself. You have to have a short memory. You make a bad play. You make a bad turnover. Forget about it.
Yep.
It happens. Move on. Keep it going. But Golden State still in it. If they win game 4, Two games at home.
Everybody jumping back on the Golden State bandwagon real quick. Mm-hmm. Oh, they went back home. See?
Yeah, they got to do some work, man. I mean, LeBron and them played a mad minutes. Only one game off. This could come back. I expect Barnes or Green to have a better game. One of them two. But somebody's got to come out with a lot more aggression, and they got to come out. They have to play like the desperate team.
Absolutely.
We know LeBron James ain't letting his foot off the gas.
Nah, but that's the one concern I do have with Cleveland is the amount of minutes these guys are playing. They're playing a lot of minutes, so I don't know if that's going to come back to haunt them later down the road. But so far, so good.
Yeah, they've got to mix it up. Double LeBron a little bit more, some.
Yeah, they got to figure out something because LeBron's just going nuts. He doing whatever he want.
Yeah, he is. He playing like the MVP he is. He's like, give me another Finals MVP.
He could be the MVP every year.
Yeah, we know. Yeah, we know that. So, all right, y'all. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, get into some NFL talk, man. OTAs is going down.
We know some of y'all are very happy about that.
Oh, yeah. Y'all listen to the Brothers Lamb and Sports Happy Hour.
Holla.
Sports happy hour with my daddy and Uncle Jonathan.
What's your favorite sports team?
Lakers.
We know Jonathan loves that. All right, y'all, we're back. Brothers Lamb and Sports happy hour.
Yo.
So if you want to talk finals with us, you know who you got. You still believing in them Warriors? Y'all back on the LeBron James train? Y'all ready to ride that dick? We know how y'all get out here when it's these superstars who getting all the attention. You know, stick to who you got. But if y'all want to talk some finals talk and all that, or even, you know, the draft that's coming up in a couple weeks, hit us up, man, via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com, on Twitter, @brotherslayman, or on the hotline, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, hit us up. For those of y'all who got any questions, for y'all real fans out there, if y'all got any questions, hit us up. We will definitely hit y'all back on Twitter. Or wherever y'all hit us up at.
Holla. Yeah, and just please don't come up there. Man, the LeBron James suck. I'm like, all right. Okay, next.
Oh, how to respond to that, exactly.
like, I don't know what you watching.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, y'all. So, yes, the NFL. I mean, it's June right now. You know, OTAs is going on. You know, it'll be training camp soon.
I got to admit, the NFL's been pretty quiet for the most part.
Yeah, it has been. It's been some turmoil. I mean, a little bit. Last summer.
Not at all.
Nah. And that was all for the wrong reasons. But exactly. This year, it's been pretty quiet. So let's talk about some folk who got some money first.
Show me the money.
Cam Newton got him a 5-year, $103.8 million extension. Whew. $60 million guaranteed.
There it is.
Getting $67.6 million over the first 3 years.
Shit, damn.
Yeah, but I know, folk, you know, that's a lot for a guy who's not elite.
You got to play that show me the money.
Yeah, I'm. You know, it's going to get broken out.
Show me the money.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
But, man, it's look, Cam Newton, you know, he's gotten them to the playoffs the last two seasons. Actually got them the division title, I believe, the last 2 years. So
Cam Newton is probably the third best young QB in the league behind Luck and Wilson.
How many years are we talking?
I'm talking young as in like 25 and younger.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's better than Kaepernick.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
And can go either way, but yeah.
And then you got Andrew Luck. You got Russell Wilson. I'm talking about these young guys, not Peyton and all them. I'm talking about, like I said, 25, 24 and younger.
Yeah. And I mean, look, this is the new NFL. I mean, dude does some things that others can't do. He's a great goal line runner. The dude can run. Mm-hmm. He can make plays.
He's got a hell of an arm, too.
Yeah. You know, now I know he's gotten, young Kelvin Benjamin. You know, who had a nice season, nice rookie season. Got to get better. Greg Olsen has been solid.
They gave him another big-ass target in Devin Funchess out of Michigan. He's like 6'5", 240 himself.
Right. So if he gets a little more weapons, I know a lot of folk have some, you know, we don't concerns about Ron Rivera, about the coach.
Well, I like the fact that Jonathan Stewart will now be the featured guy instead of all this time-sharing shit.
They need some help, Ron. They need a full-time back.
Exactly. So
he doesn't have to be that guy.
Exactly.
And for people who feel like he shouldn't get paid, I'm like, okay, they shouldn't pay him and grab who?
Thank you.
This is not folk freak out with these quarterbacks. Like, I don't want him. I was like, okay, who do you want? Who do you want? Who are you going to get? You ain't getting Aaron Rodgers. Tom Brady's too old. Peyton Manning's too old. Drew Brees getting up there. He ain't leaving.
It'll take Michael Vick. Oh, okay. Like,
nope. All right. Yeah, you really? Okay. Like, what's he going to do that Cam do? Well, 3 years ago, that's what I'm saying.
I'm like, at this point, the Bears can't get rid of Jay Cutler if they wanted to.
That's what I'm saying.
So, I mean, come on.
And even then, you're like, we don't believe in Jay Cutler. It's like, all right, they get rid of Jay Cutler. You know, they were playing Kyle Orton. I mean, like, he's just, getting a above average quarterback is hard.
Yep.
I'm talking above average. I'm not talking about elite. I'm talking about an above average quarterback. And Cam Newton to me is an above average quarterback.
Yes, he is. Yes.
Now he needs some work. He needs to improve on some things. You know, but I ain't gonna lie to that. You know, his accuracy, some of decision making. But he's good.
It's good quarterback.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I'm hoping these 2 years of getting into playoffs and you know not really getting that far will fuel him and his team to do things a little better.
Yes.
So, you know, this is the new NFL. You gotta pay the quarterbacks.
Gotta pay these dudes. And when you pick a guy, you are committed to him for a while. So if he sucks, I mean
right. I mean you crabbing on with Kaepernick, but his is like a year to year. You know, like, all right, but who the Niners going to get? You know, same. Andy Dalton has a lot of doubts. And I don't know if I'd say he's above, because that would be like, well, who's average?
Andy Dalton's an average quarterback, in my opinion. In my opinion.
Yeah.
He's a quarterback.
He's on the more positive, the higher end on off average.
He's like a smidge high. He's like a smidge better than Alex Smith.
Yeah. They're in that same kind of box.
That part. Yeah, exactly. Right.
You know, but then, you know, he's done enough to earn himself a nice payday. You can say he shouldn't have got paid. I'm like, yeah, and then, but they've stuck. Where are they going to go now?
Exactly. It's the same with
draft. I'm like, you can draft what?
I'm like, if you ain't got a top 10 pick, you ain't really getting one of the elite quarterbacks.
You know, and then look at the draft now. I mean, you have Winston and Mariota. Nobody was like, oh, these dudes going to come in and be.
And Rex
Scott. Don't know. Exactly. You ain't, you know, the Andrew Lucks come around once every generation. I mean, folk make it sound like the last before Andrew Luck, it was John Elway.
Basically.
You know how big a gap that is? John Elway? I was like a damn kid.
Because even Peyton Manning, it was kind of a heat between
him and Ryan Leaf.
I'm like, there are very few guys who are just like, yeah, he is the number one pick. There ain't no question he's the number one pick.
And if you look at Alex Smith, was crap for like 6 years.
Yep.
And granted, they didn't have much of a, you know, they kept changing coordinators every damn year.
Yeah.
But he wasn't good.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, looking at another quarterback, Ryan Tannehill, signed him a 6-year, $96 million deal, 45 guaranteed. You know, woo, like, I don't know. But, you know, he's been, like you say, he's been to me, he's average.
He's about an average quarter. He's about in between average, above average.
Yeah, you can see it. You can see he's got something there that if he can just find it and hone it, he can do some things. But that's all you want. I mean, look, the dude, they drafted him, what, 6? He's been fairly, what, 8th?
No, I think he went a little bit lower. I think he might have been 10th.
Oh, okay.
Like that, whatever.
Right, but then you take that, I'm like, that's about what you can ask for. Now, the dude, you know, balls the hell out, okay, but, you know, I'm like, even that, I'm like, damn, 45 guaranteed. But, you know, like we said, new NFL.
That is the standard.
He's produced. He hasn't produced enough for you to love a guy, but like we said, it's only 4-5 elite guys, and then the drop-off, there's a drop-off.
You raise your eyebrow at the contract he gets, but had he hit the open market, he probably would have got the same, if not more.
Right, and then you're like, all right, now we start back from square one, and everybody knows in this league, if you don't have, I would say, at least a high average, above average quarterback, you ain't going nowhere.
Nope.
You ain't.
Nope.
I mean, we can crap on Tony Romo. We can crap on, what's my man over in Detroit for the Lions? Matthew Stafford.
Stafford?
Yeah, you can crap on dudes who seem like they above average but ain't really broad or can. I'm like, if they didn't have them quarterbacks, where would they be?
Yep.
Looking for another quarterback like everybody else. So, I mean, you just hope these – all you want to do is see improvement.
Yep.
I don't need you to be – if you can turn to an elite quarterback, great. If not, just do enough to get us victories.
Yep.
And, you know, teams got to be smart and, you know, build the pieces around them.
Exactly.
So they don't have to do everything.
Exactly.
All right. And on to Adrian Peterson.
Mm-hmm.
He joined the OTAs, came in. But, I mean, that Twitter rant, complaining about one guaranteed money, because he's got technically 3 years, $45 million from Manning, which, you know, non-football people be like, damn, dude, what you talking about money for? You know, granted, but unfortunately, none of it's guaranteed.
Yes, it is.
It's guaranteed if he plays.
Exactly. Are they cutting Adrian Peterson?
Hell no, they ain't cutting Adrian Peterson.
Then that contract is guaranteed. He's getting all that money because he's going to be playing.
Yeah, and he'd have to do something very foul.
Exactly. He'd have
to do something very. I mean, if I can't even say, well, if he beats his girl, I'm like, Adrian Peterson, though. Now, granted, from what he dealt with, maybe he gets cut. But I'm like, this still the same NFL.
Yep.
I know things have changed since the Ray Rice situation, but they cut him. He getting picked up immediately.
Yes, he is. Yeah, so, I mean, that's what I mean. And that's what I mean as far as his contract being guaranteed. They're not cutting him. They're probably not going to trade him.
No, so nobody wanted to take on that salary.
And exactly. And they getting, and he getting his money. So I don't really know what the argument was about in the first place. Nigga, you knew they were going to pay your ass.
Well, you know, of course they want that whatever happens, I'm still getting paid money.
Yeah, I get it.
But yeah, I'm like, dude, just... I know some things kind of happened with the team. The basic team was like, look, either you can play for us or you cannot play. It's up to you.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm happy he's playing because really that's the only way. I mean, if you hold out, a lot of times, I mean, it's risky because a lot of times the only person you hurting is yourself.
Absolutely.
Because if you like, I ain't playing, they're like, all right. And then all of a sudden they get a back who just comes out of nowhere and plays well. They're like, well, next man up. And the dude play well, maybe we don't need you.
Yeah. But, I mean, I think he'll be good for that team. And they have a nice young piece and quarterback at Teddy Bridge,
mm-hmm.
who showed some flashes last year. They added Mike Wallace, a wide receiver. You know, they've made some moves. So I like what I'm seeing. You know, add Adrian Peterson in that mix. I mean, shoot, it's –
Yeah, and honestly, for him, if he wants to be shipped out and leave, he's got to have a season from like two seasons ago.
Yep.
You were in the MVP discussion. You got to get – you only played one game last season. He's got to get back to, you know, all day.
Yep.
You know, you start putting up numbers. You know, if you don't feel like talking to the press, fine. Keep your private life private.
Yep.
Don't do anything stupid that may come out. And all. And then the only thing we can talk about is your on-field play and how good it is. Good for you.
Yep.
Then exactly. You can be like, hey, then teams will start inquiring. They're like, oh, this dude, 30, but he killing.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll be willing to trade for him. But, you know, one game and just drama hanging over your head, teams like, yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
You know. Then you got 2 years left on that deal. Then, hey, folks might be like, okay, I might be able to do that.
Yep.
Let's see what we got. Interesting move since the league loves it. It's like every year is always a dang something new. So the league decides to move the PATs from the 2 to the 15-yard line. I didn't even know they were that close. So now it's kicking. Instead of kicking from the 19, you're kicking from the 33 yards. And now you get 2 points awarded for botched. Points after or 2-point conversions return for a score by the defense.
Now that part I do like. I do like the fact that at least the defense can now return the ball if it's blocked or something. I do like that aspect.
Yeah, I dig that too because it did like when they blocked it and they ran it. It was like, oh,
it was like, oh no, play's dead. And it's like, oh, come on.
And 2 points is 2 points in football. That's big.
Yeah, that's major. That makes sense. That's the difference between a win and a loss.
Mm-hmm.
So now as far as moving the ball back, I'm curious to see. I want to see it in the preseason just to kind of see how it is. Them extra points are going to be very, very pressurized situations now.
Yeah, because now it's, you know, instead of just being a little easy, you know, extra point, it was like, oh, extra point, I'm turning it off. Now people will be like, oh, it's 33 yards now. It ain't from like, ain't no 19. It's 33 yards. Folk be missing 33 yarders in pressure.
We've seen it plenty of times, so mm-hmm. that's what I'm saying. Especially in Super Bowl time, them extra points are going to be, they're going to make a difference.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, hey, I mean, good for the league. They trying to eliminate all this little, you know, because it was just like, oh, when a guy missed it, you were like, oh, shit, you missed it? Like, damn, how you missed that?
He's cut the next day.
Yeah. They're like, okay, you know, he scored a touchdown, extra point, just tied again. Oh, he misses it. You're like, oh, my God, yes. Fans, you'd be like, how the fuck? You're trying to tie it again, you missed the extra point. you suck. But now, you know, now maybe kickers will give a little bit. Maybe they'll get a little less hate. Like, okay, it's 33 yards. It ain't just an easy chip.
Yep.
So let's see. I'm sure they'll change some again next season too. Like, Jesus. Absolutely. But I'm cool with this one.
Yeah.
I'm cool with that one. The Patriots decided not to appeal their Deflategate punishment.
Good.
Good. You know, Tom Brady's still going forward with his appeal.
I wish that thing would hurry up and come so it can be done with. I'm so sick and tired of Deflategate. I'm so done with it already.
I know. Now, Roger Goodell said he refuses to recuse himself from the Brady appeal proceedings. You got a problem with that?
I do not. As he should. He wants to be the judge, jury, and executioner and all that stuff. And we all know he's been buddy-buddy with the Patriots and Robert Kraft in the past, and we've seen the pictures and all that stuff. Good. I'm glad, you know, he appointed Troy Vincent to do the investigation, came back with what he had. You know, he supports him 100%. Tom Brady and them, you know, Tom Brady's like, you know, he's lying or whatever it may be. Roger Goodell says, fine, I will look over that shit. So I am not mad at all. He's the commish. He has the right to do it. And, you know, in this type of situation, I'm glad he chose to do that. Because had he stepped down, it would have looked a little suspicious. Considering the relationship between he and the Patriots, it would looked a little odd. But now the fact that he's stepping in, I'm like, all right, good, good. Hopefully I don't think he's going to hold up the 4-game suspension. I think he'll cut it in half to 2.
Yeah, the 4 was a lot to begin with.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay. But, you know, now it sounds like Brady trying to get to 0. And I'm like, I don't know. And, hey, Troy Vincent is the next Patriot.
So,
I'm a little...
He's an eagle at heart.
Yeah. Now, see, I don't know, because it's been a lot of issue with Goodell being judge, jury, and executioner. He has had problems lately. But, I don't know. I mean, I'm glad he's like, all right, it's my job. I'm gonna keep on punishing fools. I'm like, all right, you haven't had the best track record of it.
Yeah.
Kind of here and there on stuff. But if it goes down to 2... That's fine. If it goes away, I'm gonna have a problem.
Absolutely.
Be like, what? Oh, so Brady was like, the fuck? I ain't serving no time. Okay, sir, you don't have to. We're waving it. You're like this motherfucker here. But yeah, speaking of motherfuckers, Ray McDonald got released by the Bears following an arrest for misdemeanor violence and child endangerment a couple weeks ago. And what I found out was shocking was this was not related to what he got in trouble with the Niners.
No, this was a completely different situation.
Like, what the hell is your problem, dude?
He is a woman beater.
I'm like, and child endangerment? Like, look, for real, this is the for real new league. They will kick your butt out.
Yep.
You know.
Kudos to the Bears for waiving him immediately.
Oh yeah, I mean, you know, you do your homework. I'm not mad at the league if a guy has done this before, he gets punished, and you're like, okay, you do your homework. Mm-hmm. You got to do your homework. If you don't do your homework, yeah, then I have a problem. If you've done your homework, you check back, and you feel like you want to take a chance on the guy and take the PR hit, that's fine. I mean, I don't want guys that just like, all right, you did this well. Now you can't play in the NFL ever again. You know, you're like, all right, well, you know, he's had a history. You're going to take a risk. You know, but you're like, oh, you're doing it again. Bro, get the hell out.
Yeah, and he probably is never going to play in the NFL again.
He done. He got it. It's too much of a pattern.
Yep.
And, yeah, I'm like, oh, my God.
Very sad, especially with these guys. Not many of y'all get opportunities like this. And to see these guys blow this stuff, especially the millions they get, or something stupid. It's just disappointing.
It is. Speaking of them 49ers, they just keep losing guys. Not only did their defensive end Justin Smith retire, but now their right tackle Anthony Davis is retiring.
he left the door open for coming back. I guess he said he wanted to retire for at least a year or two and get his right. He just beat up, man. A lot of these guys just beat up. I don't know what Jim Harbaugh did to them mentally or if he just broke them or what, but I mean, they've lost quite a few key players. I mean, Justin Smith was a big one. Patrick Willis was huge.
Yeah.
You know, now losing your starting right tackle. And then in free agency, you lose Frank Gore. You lose Mike Iupati, right guard. I mean, they are just so banged up and missing guys. They are not going to be very good next year. Very sad situation, actually.
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, I'm not mad at Harbaugh. I mean, you brought him in. And for those 3 years, he had y'all on the cusp.
Yep.
And it's just
there.
You know, that you was there. You was there. You just didn't close the deal.
Yep.
And now you got to retool again. Now he's gone. Everybody gone. And time to start over. This is how the NFL is. I mean, it's hard to be good in a championship level team for like a good 5+ years.
It's hard to be a dynasty.
Mm-hmm. Especially absolutely. When you're not leaning on a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
You're leaning on a great quarterback, you can kind of get around it.
Yep.
You can kind of retool on the fly and here and there. But you know, with them, you know, relying on defense in the run game, you know, Cap didn't do enough. Running game not enough. Defense didn't do it.
Yeah.
You gotta strike while the iron's hot, man. It happens.
So sorry, Niner fans.
Yeah, and you know I was sorry to hear this about your Broncos with left tackle Ryan Clady tearing his ACL.
Yeah,
for the season, like Peyton Manning last season, we've already had line issues. Oh great.
Yeah, I'm like, damn it, this is our second ACL tear. Like, come on.
But you said this is his second ACL tear?
No, this is the second one we've had this season. Oh. First. The rookie tight end, he tore his ACL. Great. So now Ryan Clady's torn his ACL. I mean, I guess the silver lining, if you're a Broncos fan, is the fact that they drafted Tyson Braylow in the second round to be, I guess, the successor at left tackle for Ryan Clady eventually. They were going to play him at right tackle, but now they got to play the man at left tackle. So he going to get some work early, but I guess, again, silver lining is they got somebody who at least can step in right now, who they think highly of, and it happened very early in the summer. So at least it didn't happen in preseason or in the first week or, you know, halfway through the season. At least now these young guys have some time to get some reps in, get some time, you know, with Peyton and all that to get some rhythm down. And just God, knock on wood and pray that we do not lose another offensive lineman because we can't afford to.
Right, right.
Good Lord. That was such devastating news. And Demaryius and John Elway, you need to hurry up and pay Demaryius Thomas. Get his ass back to camp.
Yeah, you better, man.
Jesus, lock that man up. I know Gary Kubiak said he expects him back and, you know, expect everything to work out. And I've heard most people say they expect it to be hammered out soon, but I until that pen signs that paper, I don't care.
Right. He can't come back until you sign him.
Exactly. So
and you don't want this bleeding in the training camp.
Exactly. Sign that fool, please.
So yeah, man, NFL, man, I can't wait. You know, especially NBA is starting to wind down. I'm gonna start getting that football itch.
Exactly. And then fantasy football comes and good Lord, here we go.
Yep. Starting all back up again.
Mm-hmm.
Man, speaking of football, this FIFA situation has been crazy.
I couldn't believe it. Well, let me not say I couldn't believe it. Oh, I could believe it.
It's just weird. It got, you know, FBI investigation find FIFA officials and vice presidents guilty of bribery, fraud, money laundering. Some reason, and all of a sudden, it was like, let's televise the election for the president. Sepp Blatter gets reelected. Everybody's like, what the hell? For his fifth straight term. And then, like, 2 days later, it seemed like, oh, I'm resigning. Like, what? What?
Yeah, it was so freaking odd. I think he did something. Clearly, he was involved.
Or they were just like, oh, hey, we got some dirt on you. Oh, sure, word? Okay, let me just stop. I mean, they got it like fools. took money to be in South Africa. It sounds like the next one that's supposed to be in, I think it's pronounced Qatar.
Qatar is in Russia.
Yeah, some of that, they're just like, we don't want that. How did they get that? I mean, it's like everybody taking money.
Yep.
People who know FIFA, soccer fans are like, what? We've been known these niggas corrupt.
Exactly.
This and ain't new.
And that's the thing. It was kind of funny talking to my coworkers about it. They're like, dude, this stuff has been going on for years. And I'm just like, yeah. I mean, you know, Chris and I aren't like, you know, we watch soccer and we definitely for sure watch the World Cup when it comes on. But, you know, we know a little about soccer and it was never something that was talked about a lot. But in the back of my mind, you kind of knew there was corruption going around. I mean, shit, it's the most popular sport in the world. You have to expect some type of corruption going on. I mean, seriously.
Of course. I mean, I think many people, soccer heads, view FIFA. I'm going to say that many people view FIFA soccer heads as like the American government. You're like, oh, they was found doing something foul. You're like, oh, word? Okay. That ain't new. I'm not surprised. Like, ain't nothing surprising you.
Exactly.
Like, are we going to clean up? You ain't cleaning up shit.
Exactly. There's still going to be corruption.
Do you know how much money is involved in this? It's like, this is not a country sport. This is the world's most popular sport.
We talking about all the countries.
Yes, man. Shit going down.
It's going to be briberies. It's going to be money exchanged under the table. It's just, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
It was just shocking to see when it came out a little bit, because you were just like, damn, they finally got busted after all this time, huh?
Yep, and everybody's over here like, oh, what's happening? And now America's all looking over it and want to get involved. And let's see what they doing. We concerned. Like, you ain't concerned. It's just news.
Y'all niggas ain't never cared about soccer in your lives until now. And
that's real. Hey, I know what this ESPY just came out, and I wanted to get your take on this. How do you feel about Bruce Jenner, now Caitlyn Jenner, being chosen for the Arthur Ashe Courage Award for the ESPYs over Lauryn Hill, who you did give a Norse Award to not too long ago,
mm-hmm.
a 19-year-old who played on the Mount St. Joseph basketball team battling brain cancer,
mm-hmm.
you know, and there have been complaints about, I guess, Noah Galloway, this Iraq mm-hmm. vet who lost his arm and leg, who plays in extreme sports, and I guess almost won Dancing with the Stars. This was a little weird to me when this came out.
Yeah, it was a little surprising that once the news kind of came out that, you know, it immediately was kind of letting on that he's going to be given the Arthur Ashe Award, and I'm just like, was this something y'all were working on, like, behind the scenes? Cause I mean, I don't know. It just seemed a little weird to me, but you know, congrats to, I still can't get past calling him Bruce Jenner. So, you know, congrats to Caitlyn Jenner, I guess. And her name, I don't know.
It takes getting used to.
Congrats to Caitlyn, I guess.
That's what she wants to be called.
So, you know, congrats to her. I'm sure they'll play some, now that's the only thing I'm going to be interested in seeing, is they always play some kind of video tribute type thing. I'm like, are y'all going to show, you know, Bruce Jenner as this Olympian and then kind of his transformation into Caitlyn? So, cause for me, ESPYs should be left to sports. And, you know, granted, he was an Olympic athlete. It just seems like so much attention is going to be put on the fact of his transition into a woman. I personally would prefer it go to somebody else who is more just strictly involved with sports.
Right now.
Of course, you're going to dive into, you know, his sports related activities and all of that stuff prior to the transition. And I get that. But just me personally, I would prefer, and it's nothing against him being no transgender or anything like that. I personally don't care. that's just his personal opinion, that well, that's what he wants to do. And if that's how he feels and that makes him happy, you know, I'm happy for him that he's a happy man now, or a happy woman, I should say. But fact of the matter is, as far as an ESPY award, I would prefer that, you know, go to somebody like a Lauryn Hill, or, you know, the other gentleman that you spoke of who's doing, you know, Olympic Games and things of that nature. I mean, I would prefer it go to somebody who truly now, you know, who this year made an impact somehow, some way, you know, sports wise or in some correlation with sports. And I don't know, it just seems a little early.
To me, it seems like it's a attention grabber. This is all media.
That's the term I was looking for.
It's all media hype to me. I'm like, I do agree with you. If the ESPYs feels like it's all these awards go to somebody who is currently involved in sports.
Exactly.
Not somebody who, you know, like used to play
30 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, it's like Arthur Ashe, like, okay, you named it. And that's the thing. It's like you named it after a guy who, you know, was trying to fight for some kind of change, you know, dealing with AIDS. He was speaking out on stuff while he was playing. And I know the issues in the LGBT community are at the forefront right now.
Absolutely.
On a lot of things. And it was just weird that once the Vanity Fair issue came out, like the next day, it was like, oh, he's getting an ESPY. Like, what?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, why now? Like, it just feel like it's a ratings thing. You know, if there was an athlete who was going through this transition now while still trying to be an Olympic athlete, then yes, I'd be like, okay, you know, a lot is going on while they're playing, they're competing. Okay. You know, it's like, okay, what about the people who are going through this transition and they not a Jenner and they don't have all this media love and they don't have all this money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got this huge family, you got Hollywood, you got all this love that's going to shield you from the ridicule. You know, what about somebody who's going through it in high school? Like, if this was like a high school athlete, I'd probably be like, okay, I would probably give that more love. This like is the person who's like playing ball, you know, and it was like, okay, he was playing ball for the boys team. Now he's trying to, you know, change and be on the girls team now. And, you know, the school is real accepting, even though that person's getting a lot of hate, blah, blah. I'd be like, that's courage.
Yep.
Specifically for this award. You know, I'm sure what Bruce Jenner, now Caitlyn Jenner, is doing will make things easier for people going forward. But specifically talking about getting an ESPY award, no.
Exactly. And I'll use Michael Sam as an example. You know, he won an award last year, and, you know, he did show courage, you know, coming out as an openly gay football player right before you getting drafted. That ruined his stock, but he was true to himself. And I thought it was proper to, you know, reward him and, you know, show him some love for showing that type of courage.
Yeah. That one seemed only a little different. Yeah. Only because he was currently playing, and that was a huge risk financially.
Exactly.
And you're like, oh, it's not like I'm coming out after I'm done playing.
Exactly.
It's like, yo, I'm about to get drafted. Oh, by the way, I'm gay.
Exactly.
Like, and then in the NFL. Like, oh, shit.
With Bruce Jenner, you know, he's already set financially.
He got fucking grown kids.
Exactly. He's had the whole thing with the Kardashians and all that. I mean, it just seems, like you said, it seems like a ratings grabber, and it doesn't seem genuine. And to me, and I think that's what rubs me the wrong way about it the most. If I'm going to give somebody a courage award, an Arthur Ashe courage award, I want it to be genuine. I don't want it to just be some award given to somebody just because, oh, you know, he made a transition from a male to a female. I'm like, what is the motivation behind giving him the award? That's my question to ESPN and the ESPYs. What's the motivation? I can see the motivation for the other two candidates. What is the motivation for him?
Yeah. We went into this deeper on the Black is Break. I actually made a 3-part series, not about Caitlyn Jenner, but just all that in general. So, y'all, please check that out if y'all want to hear more about that. Some quick hits before we jump into our awards. Shout out to American Pharoah, becomes the first Triple Crown winner since Affirmed in 1978. We talking about horse racing.
Yes, sir.
I love horses. Like, I was like, oh, since a folk who, you know, this rarely happened. Like, it's 1978. You almost just don't expect the person who's gone, who wins it. Like, all right, they're not winning. That's it.
Yep.
They won the Preakness. All right, they ain't winning out again.
Yeah.
They won the Kentucky. It's just, but my father, it's new. It's the only time folks talk about horse racing. Like, so whoever wins the Kentucky Derby, it's like, oh, let's see if they're going to win the second.
Yeah, my father-in-law watches horse racing all the time, and he was telling us about, you know, the whole Preakness, and nobody won the Triple Crown since, and it was funny. Like, the odds for American Pharoah were basically, you bet $2 and you win $1. That's how that worked? Oh, no, I'm good. I wouldn't. So I guess, you know, most people don't bet on the favorite anyway, but, right. You know, shout out to American Pharoah. He pulled it out and got the Triple Crown. It's been like 30 years, so that's what's up.
Yeah. And quickly, love to Serena Williams, who wins her third French Open title. Third consecutive major. She's now hit her 20th Grand Slam title overall. Kicking ass. She is just dominating.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
That's funny.
So, yeah, shout out to Serena Williams just continuing the dominance of tennis.
All these years and she's still doing it.
Yeah, she keep doing it, man. Still getting commercials, Nike, Gatorade, all that stuff.
Yep.
Still showing that black people whoop ass. Now we can play any sport we want to.
Exactly.
Don't be afraid. Play what you want to play.
Exactly.
People talk crap about it and say, I don't really care. I love playing it, and I'm going to play it to the best of my ability.
And then just dominate
them. Yep, and you can do that. All right, y'all. Let's get into these awards. First off, got to do the Norse Award.
Norse.
All right, for me, I have one. My Norse Award is going to Yahoo, who is going to stream online the Bills-Jaguars game in London. Now, we're kind of like, Bills-Jaguars, okay. But this is the first internet-only broadcast in NFL history. It will be showed locally in Buffalo and Jacksonville markets, and reportedly they paid 8 figures for the rights. So if you're not in Buffalo or Jacksonville, you cannot watch this on television. And then Yahoo is going to stream the game. And I'm like, here we go.
This is step one. And next thing you know, that's going to be how games are watched, basically. It's streamed through the internet.
Yep.
Or through Hulu, or through your Netflix, or through your Xboxes, or whatever you want to call them.
Yeah, man, I saw that. I was like, ooh. I'm like, 8 figures, though. Like, wow. But, I mean, this is a tipping point. All you need is to get it in. They get enough viewership.
This is why I've held off all these years. I'm paying for being able to see games on my phone and all that. I'm like, eventually that crap's gonna be free. You'll just be able to stream that shit.
Yep.
Or
you gonna do it where I can just pay and watch them all on my phone.
Exactly.
Like a DirecTV for, you know, your iPad.
Yep. There you go.
All right, what you got?
All right, so for me, I got a couple. First one, I just want to give a shout out to Mr. Jeff Is Moody. I mean, brother, preached today on his talk about LeBron James. He gave him a little speech, and, you know, it was very telling. I mean, really listening to it, it was kind of nice to actually hear, you know, the whole story. Combined, he played some snippets of people's reactions when LeBron left Cleveland and then played people's reactions when LeBron came back to Cleveland. You talk about hypocrites. Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
My God. So, I mean, shout out to Jeff Is Moody for his podcast. For those of y'all who don't know, go check that out. You know, the man speaks and the man knows. He speaks good knowledge and always love his new shows. So shout out.
Yeah, Moody gets a lot of love over here at Black Is.
Absolutely. And then for my next one, it just happened tonight. I want to give a shout out to, I hope my wife's not listening. She's going to hate me. Want to give a shout out to San Francisco Giants pitcher Chris Heston, who threw a no-hitter tonight.
Mm.
Had a complete game, zero hits, zero runs, 11 strikeouts. The only reason he didn't have a perfect game is because he hit three people. He hit three batters, but he is a giant, he is a rookie. And he is the third San Francisco Giants rookie to throw a no-hitter. The last one was Christy Mathewson in 1912.
Damn.
So we talking about over 100 years since a Giants rookie has thrown a no-hitter. So definitely want to give a shout-out to him because that's a hell of an accomplishment.
Yeah, that is, man. Yeah, I'm sure she over there like, I don't want to hear that shit.
Sorry, babe.
That's right. All right, y'all, and then we got to move on to the what the fuck moment.
What? What the fuck? Slow down. What? What the fuck? No! 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 Fuck that!
All right, what you got?
All right, so for my first what the fuck moment is going to former Detroit Lion offensive lineman Rodney Austin, who was arrested and charged in North Carolina and was found guilty on the following charges: assault on a female, assault on a child under the age of 12, interference with an emergency communication, and larceny. So,
damn.
For those of y'all who are wondering what the gentleman did, he pushed down a woman who was holding her infant baby, pushed her down to the ground.
See?
I actually don't like that either. That's what I'm saying. He prevented the woman from calling 911 by basically breaking her phone or damaging her phone and taking it.
What?
So apparently the Detroit Lions, I know Isley, I don't like it either. Apparently the Detroit Lions left the door open for him to return if he was cleared of charges, but he was not. So his NFL career is over. They kind of wished him best of luck and, the life together.
Yeah, he just sound like he about done.
Yeah.
Like, God damn it, dude. Seriously?
And then I got one more, and it's going to two people from the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Uh-oh.
First one is going to Matthew Dellavedova.
Okay.
There was a play in the first quarter where he and Draymond Green were getting tangled up a little bit. You see Draymond kind of give him a little nudge, and he falls to the ground. But when he's coming up, you kind of see Matthew Dellavedova kind of get low and kind of go out. I don't want to say he's going after Draymond's knees, but he's in that vicinity, basically kind of going at the back of his leg. So several times about Matthew Dellavedova going low. This is just another example.
Uh-oh. And he
got to stop that, man. He really does, because it's starting to get a little ridiculous.
Okay, I'm gonna have to look for that.
And then the next one is going to the Cavs owner Dan Gilbert, who trolled Warriors Andre Iguodala and Draymond Green. Basically, there's a pic. He posted a picture on Twitter, and it's a picture of Draymond Green and Andre Iguodala guarding LeBron James. You can clearly see Andre Iguodala is like yanking LeBron James's jersey. And Dan Gilbert tweeted, "Hey, guys, if you really want a Kings James jersey, I can arrange 20% off in our Cavs team shop." So I'm sitting here like, motherfucker, you are the last person anybody wants to hear anything from at this particular point in time. You were the owner who wrote one of the worst letters I have ever seen written about a player. Probably one of the second worst things an owner has done in my recent memory after the Donald Sterling situation.
Yeah.
You're such a buffoon and such a moron, Dan Gilbert. You are the last person who needs to be trolling and trying to talk shit about somebody else's team, because you need to sit down, shut the fuck up, and be like some of these other owners who sit down and don't say a word. Shut the fuck up.
I guess that means you need to shut the fuck up. That's what I do. I would fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
It seems like guys want to be Mark Cuban, but especially when it's your team in the playoffs, like, you don't get to do that.
Nope.
I know you probably think it'd be cute if you make a little joke at the players, but you're an owner. You don't get to do that. That's unfortunately. Yep. And not in the finals either. Like, shut up.
You were the last. Now,
you know, because basically if your team wins and you get to hold up, you know, people are going to be like, hey, as soon as the commissioner needs to hand the trophy to LeBron James first.
Yep.
Not you. Not that. It's like, you don't get to touch it. Let everybody, you get to touch it last. You know, like, you got a feeling that, I know it's coming for Twitter especially. If they win, as soon as you see that dude with a big old grin looking like he about to touch the trophy, people going to be like, F you.
People going to be trolling his ass.
You don't deserve the trophy, Dan Gilbert.
Yep. People are going to be getting on him. So I said, shut the fuck up.
That's real. All right, I got two. First one's going to the 18-year-old fan who harassed Johnny Manziel for 2 hours for an autograph while attending the PGA event. Johnny Manziel ended up throwing a water bottle around the fan's direction, and, of course, everybody was getting down on him. But when I heard that this fan was basically bugging him for 2 hours, like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah.
You want an autograph. Look, I mean, I've seen celebrities and all that. I never asked for an autograph, but if a guy is just like, nah, I'm not giving to you or ignoring you, then, like, all right, well, fuck you then, and then just leave. But to just be hanging around and hanging around and hanging around and bugging him to the point where this dude is like, I'm surprised. And maybe Johnny Manziel hasn't figured this part out yet. You got to call security. And as we've seen with John Wall, you can't let your crew do it either.
Yep.
Because then if your crew does it, then it comes back to you.
Yep.
You need to be like, security, this dude is not, he's bothering the crap out of me. Get him away from me. You know, and then the people want to tease you about, oh, you had to call security, blah, blah. You'd be like, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
And when I did it myself, you said I was immature. So I'm not getting involved. So fanatics, please. This is, can't stand y'all.
Yeah, that's straight stalker.
It's a sport, man. That way, if a player ends up doing something to you, I'm like, well, if you stalking the dude, I don't blame him.
And he was with his girl, too.
Yeah, he's like, get away from me.
Not cool, bro.
And then my other one is going out to this weird situation with Brittany Griner and her former spouse, Glory Johnson Grimer. They got an annulment after their marriage on May 8th. So less than a month after married, they got an annulment. TMZ reported that Glory Johnson is pregnant with their child and will miss the 2015 season. They got engaged last August and then got arrested for domestic violence incident in past April, which they both got suspended 7 games by the WNBA. I'm like, what are y'all doing? You know, Brittany Griner coming off like basically sound like she was forced into the wedding. Like, I didn't really want to go through with it.
Point of order.
I don't understand it.
She's pregnant.
Yeah, her.
Did they get the AI?
Her ex-wife is pregnant.
Did they get the AI, the artificial insemination?
I'm guessing so.
Because that's the only thing I can think of.
I mean,
Brittany Griner ain't telling us something.
I'm saying, I mean, folk be wondering. Her voice deep in the mug, and she like 6'8". But you're like, hey, y'all was like, oh, that's cute. You know, they got engaged, and it was like, y'all fighting?
Yeah. Y'all don't need to.
Yeah, then it was like, are y'all going to get punished? Or, okay, I get it. When it's a man, We throwing the book at them. Mm-hmm. This is a woman. Let's just sweep it under the rug.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah, then it was like, oh, she's pregnant. Oh, okay. Well, good for her. Oh, y'all got married. Oh, how sweet. Okay. Wait, y'all breaking up? It hasn't even been a month yet. I'm like, yes, you can't do that. Yes, you can't do that. Choose wisely. That's what it's about. Choose wisely. That's all I got to say.
Please do not rush into these relationships and marriages, folks. Wait.
Nope. But yes, we want to thank y'all for joining us, Brothers Layman, for another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, and Isley too.
Yeah.
If y'all want to get at us, you can find us on the website, blackisonline.com. You can also check us out on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud. You can leave us reviews on iTunes. We do love the five-star kind. You can also leave us comments on the website. If y'all want to get at us directly, you can reach us via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com, on Twitter, @brotherslayman, or on the hotline, 323-455-4219.
We definitely want to thank y'all for hanging out with us. For the first-time listeners, thank you for tuning in to see what we're about up in the happy hour. For the long-time listeners, definitely want to thank y'all for hanging out with us for the long haul and keeping up with us. Definitely want to give shout-outs to y'all. Shout-out to Spirit G and Storm at the G-Spot Network. Shout out to Hip Hop Digest. You know, all them boys, Kurt G, E Green, my boy King Killer, all them. And then we got Straight Out of Low Cash. I don't know what happened to them boys. We got a lot of them. There's so many podcasts out there, man. Go out and check all up.
Oh, it's a lot of black podcasts y'all should go out and support.
Go out and check them all. But if you enjoyed the show, go ahead and tell all your loved ones. Tell your mamas, daddies, sisters, brothers, cousins, aunties, uncles, nieces, nephews. Shout out to Isley for joining us for a little bit. Go ahead and tell your cats, dogs, chickens, ducks, roosters. We got today. You know what? I'm feeling a little kiddish. Go ahead and tell the moon, tell the sun, tell the stars, tell the sky, tell the aliens in the sky. Tell all the galaxies in the world. Tell God himself, tell everybody about the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where it goes down. We have been your hosts, Chris and Jonathan. We'll be giving it to you strong, and it goes down smooth.
Take it easy, y'all.
Holla. We make quality street music. Damn, you can ride to. Trendsetter. Right there. I don't care what you represent. Hey,
gangsta grill.
Gangsta Brazil.
Here I stand, a grown-ass man, all by myself, a grown-ass man. A young nigga with some grown-ass plans, don't point fingers, you don't know that man. You don't know it's hard, you don't know it's pain. You ain't looking through that scope, you don't know it's aim. Minus all the videos, stickers, and flyers. Most of these rappers are compulsive liars. They can't help it, they need some help. Tell me what kind of nigga tell lies to self. Then turn around and tell them same lies to his fans. Disney World niggas and
fans.
I came to wake you niggas up, you must be dreaming. Your shit ain't adding up, you ain't what you seeming. Your niggas out of order like soda machines. Jesus keep the cola like soda machines. Yeah. You ain't never seen them pies. I'm talking so much white, it'll hurt your eyes. I really lived it, man. Counted so much paper, it'll hurt your hands. From the trucks to the rental to the Greyhound bus. Same old shit, an adrenaline rush. I try to tell the people that the streets was watching. Same time, be safe, cause them people's watching. 100,000 mixtapes later, from the streets of the chat to the hood to the cater. Same young nigga made a killing with the snow. Turn right around and made a killing with the flow. Whole city at my show, they recite my words. I guess they like the way that I recite them birds. Probably go to jail for some of the shit I said. Realest nigga ever done it. Breathing a dead.
Let's get it.
2 record deals, radio still won't play me. But I don't give a fuck, cause the streets that made me. Said I was affiliated with all the gangsters and killers.
Already
fuck
know
what you I was
said.
Gonna do, turn my back on my niggas. And I can't slow down, that's too close to stopping. Got everybody asking when the album dropped. The hottest nigga in the city with no radio play. When Let's Get It drop, we see what you niggas will say. Trap or die, nigga.